Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Thursday. It is the 13th of May, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. And with me today, I have, because it is Thursday, the wonderful, and extra points in the wonderful column this week for braving the post office on my behalf, Bob, Dr. Maclevitis. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Kelly.
Bob sent me some stuff in the mail. I really like getting mail. That's why I always tell you not to email me. So, but physical mail is even better. And Bob sent me some goodies in the mail, and I'm very excited about them. So thanks, Bob.
They're things that didn't fit me anymore.
Yeah, you know.
And that you can, that would fit you, you know.
And they're that perfect. Pencil skirt is fantastic. I'm kidding. Okay.
I know. Just didn't look right on me anyway.
I know. All right. So we're here to talk
today
about this week's column, which it's always called Rants and Raves. And so this week, to bring balance to the force, we've got one each.
That's exactly right. I was, you know, one of the best parts of my job is I get to write gift columns twice a year. You know, the dads and grads kind of June gift column, and then the end of the year one for whatever holiday you celebrate in December. So all year I get to like look for cool gadgets and, you know, test things and you know, try to put together an assortment of unique gifts for the geek in your life. At a variety of price points. And, you know, it's nice to have 6 months for each of them to do the research and look for new products. So this year I realized I'm going to have at least one, maybe two gifts columns coming up soon. But there were a couple that just jumped out at me, and I realized that I haven't ranted enough in my rants and raves column. So one rant, one rave.
All right.
And this is kind of a preview of the gifts for dads and grads, except for the part where the one that is a rant I wouldn't recommend. But I'm going to tell you about it anyway, because you might, I don't know, see an ad for it and think it was sexy. All right. So what's hot? The Upright Go 2. And I know you know what I'm talking about because you are also an Upright user.
I am. I have an Upright Go 1.
Correct. Yeah. And I don't know how much difference there is. The concept is they're both little wearable Bluetooth devices, and they use biofeedback to train your brain and body to maintain better posture.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I mean, it's a little very inexpensive. In fact, you missed it, but they were $79.99 last week for Mother's Day, and that's gone. I looked today, I thought, oh, I wonder if I should put that in the thing, but it's not on anymore. Anyway, they're $99. That's really a remarkable thing. It's a little teeny plastic thing that you can either stick to your upper back with, they include these silicone adhesive pads, or you can buy for $20 a magnetic clasp necklace, which I prefer much. I really prefer over the silicone adhesives and recommend highly for another $20. But the deal is after you pair it with your phone, because it's Bluetooth, you use their free app to interact with the sensor. You get this, first you calibrate it by standing up and, you know, just standing at a normal, not extending yourself too much. And then you just enable the vibration, and you feel a tickle on your back whenever you slouch for more than a few seconds. How many seconds? You can set it. I think it's 5, 15, 30, or 60. After a few weeks, I've settled on 15 as being my sweet spot. If I set it to 30, I usually don't slouch much during the day, and that's not what I'm looking for. I want it to be more accurate, you know, and 30 seconds was a little too long. So 15 is my sweet spot. I like how easy it is to enable and disable the vibrations while still tracking your slouches. So at the end of the day, you can still see how much you slouched. You just won't be bothered by it tickling you every 15 seconds if you're, you know, bending over a lot. It'll also say to you, do you want to stop using your Upright? It seems like you're having trouble not slouching right now. So if you do something where you're slouching a lot continually, it'll ask you if you want to turn off the sensor, which I think is pretty cool. It shows a little bit of forethought.
Yeah, because what it's really using is the relative position of the sensor itself. So like if you're doing, like if you go out in the yard and pull weeds for the afternoon, like it's going to just sort of give you a back massage because it's going to always be off kilter as you bend over. And so after a certain amount of time, I think it does, like you said, I think it asks you, like, do you want to stop for a while? Because, you know, obviously there's something else slouching. Going on.
Yeah. I noticed that you're slouching way too much. Well, I just thought that's really good because I have probably really, I mean, I guess now that I look at it in black and white, my posture hasn't been so great. And I've used it for, I think, about a month now, maybe a little more. And my posture has improved dramatically over the course of the time I'm using it. And I have chronic lower back pain from sitting in a chair all the time, and mm-hmm. It is slightly better. And I feel like when I sit up, when I sit up and have good posture, I'm putting less pressure on whatever it is that makes it hurt. Mm-hmm. You know, that's like, it's good for my back. So I slouched about 40% of my day when I got the thing. Mm-hmm. And now I'm slouching. The target is to slouch less than 15%. And I'm getting there most days. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm honest about it. I don't turn it off when I'm sitting in my desk or walking or doing anything that's, you know, normal in my life that I should be standing erect. And I love that. I just think it's great. It's very subtle. But it's enough to alert you that you're slouching when you don't realize it. And I was surprised at how much I slouched and didn't realize it at first because it was going off a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little back massage. It's almost like sometimes I want to bend over just so I get that little tickle on my back.
And it does. I definitely found that it does help. And one of the things that I liked about it, I too bought the necklace for it. And one of the things that I like about it is with the necklace anyway, like the adhesive isn't bad or anything. But the thing I liked about the necklace was the ease to put it on and take it off. And
me too.
And the thing that I appreciate about it is that you can sort of leave it alone. And you don't have to worry about it. And, you know, the only time you really notice it is if you're slouching and you get the buzz. Like, otherwise, it's really easy to just sort of forget it's there until you need it. And that's one of the reasons I think it's great. Yeah.
Yeah. And the charge lasts all day. You know, it's like I mm-hmm. can wear it all day from the time I wake up until I go to bed. And it's never run out of battery in a single day yet.
Yeah,
I just think it's brilliant. I think it's very, very well done, and it's a good use of technology that we have accessible today mm-hmm. At a reasonable price. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, considering how much it must do, you know, and that it's rechargeable and mm-hmm. Bluetooth and, you know, all this stuff, and for $100, that's hot.
Yeah, and I think the big difference between the two is. The original uses a micro USB cable and you have to charge the device itself. And the version 2 uses a USB-C cable. It does have a longer battery. It's like a 35-hour battery or something. So you don't have to charge it every day even. And you can either charge the device itself or you can charge the case for it and then it'll charge it.
Right. You know, I've had it out of the case for so long. Just because it's so easy to plug it in without the case.
Yeah.
I forgot all about that. Yeah. So that's one of the one is sold. Upright Go 1, the first one, is sold out. You can't even buy one now. So.
Yeah. When you can, I think they're $79. And then the Upright Go 2 is $99. And the little necklace that you get is like silicone and it's got a magnetic clasp at the top of it. And then at the end, it's got the corresponding USB plug, basically. So you plug it into the bottom of the necklace like you're going to charge it, and then you just wear it around your neck. And it's pretty great. Like I said, I forget that it's there pretty quickly and don't have to worry about it all that much. And it's pretty great for that.
It's a neat thing. And boy, that would make mm-hmm. a great gift for someone that sits around a lot that, you know, has bad posture. If you love someone, make them sit upright.
I was gonna say, as everyone is newly discovering the I just use my laptop at the kitchen table joy of what I always called the laptop hunch. Like if you don't have an external keyboard and you don't have an external monitor and you're sitting there looking down at it and pulling your shoulders in to make sure you can type and not getting up. A lot of people have gotten a lot more sedentary over the last year. So making sure that this keeps you far more vertically aligned than perhaps you are used to is definitely a good idea. Maybe that's your next column, Bob, is how to make your laptop comfortable when that's the computer that you have.
I never use it in my lap. That's horrible. Mine's on a stand, so it's at eye level. I have an external keyboard. I have an external monitor. In fact, it almost doesn't have to be a laptop.
Yeah.
I like that I only have the one computer with most of my main stuff on it, but mm-hmm. I could almost get along with a desktop and a MacBook Air.
Yeah.
To run around with. And I'm thinking in the next couple of years, I might be able to say iPad. Mm-hmm. Not yet, but I'm getting there.
Well, we'll see about next month.
My keyboard has a trackpad, and that changed things a lot.
Yeah.
That really, really made some of the things that I found awkward on the iPad a lot better.
Yeah. And we will definitely have more to say about that in June. I think we'll find out. But first, I want to find out a little bit about your rant. We've spent a good amount of time on the rave, so we're going to spend less time on the rant. But,
absolutely.
But first, I want to take a minute and tell you about our sponsor this week. And our sponsor this week is Upstart. And Upstart is a fast, easy way to pay off your debt with a personal loan. It's all done online. So if you get that horrible sinking feeling when you walk out to the mailbox every day because there might be a credit card bill in it, it's okay. Upstart can help you out. Whether you're paying off those credit cards, consolidating high interest debt, or you're funding personal expenses, over 500,000 people have used Upstart to get a simple fixed monthly payment. They offer smart rates with trusted partners. There's a 5-minute online rate check. You can see the rate up front for a loan between $1,000 and $50,000, and you can get those funds as soon as one business day after you accept. You can find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today if you go to upstart.com/TDO, upstart.com/TDO. Don't forget to use my URL. Let them know I sent you. And loan amounts are determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in the loan application. Go to upstart.com/TDO. And we'd like to thank Upstart for sponsoring the show today. So we did a good amount on the rave because we love the Upright Go. It's great. It's a nice little device. It's also really small. That's the other thing about it that I really like that makes it helpful is it's small, but it's still useful. And so we've talked about a bunch of great stuff about it. So we'll spend a tiny, tiny bit of time on the rant portion of today's column.
Yeah, it won't take long. I mean, it's okay. It's one of those things that sounded really cool. And in reality, it was just, you know, an epic, not cool.
Not so much. Okay.
So it's it's called Wrist Cam, and it's an Apple Watch band with two integrated cameras. Okay. It's
that
got two
cameras
built in. It's interesting, right? 8 gigs of storage, Wi-Fi and Bluetooth.
Wow.
A rechargeable battery that, quote, supports most daily activity on a single charge. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you more about that in a second. and weighing less than an ounce at 23 grams. So it sounded so cool. I couldn't wait to get my hands on one and try it. And, you know, here's the thing. I don't even know if the rechargeable battery lasts all day. I couldn't even use it for a whole day. It was so awkward.
Okay.
Imagine that your Apple Watch band, like, you know, got pregnant with quadruplets. So it's all of a sudden your watch band is 5 times the size. Then imagine that you have to hold it because the lenses are kind of fixed. You have to hold your wrist at a certain, you know, awkward position to shoot a picture or a video. And you have to hold it still if you're going to shoot video. Mm-hmm. And it was just so awkward. That's an 8-megapixel camera that faces out and a 2-megapixel that faces you. That sounds like it should be adequate, but I couldn't, I took a bunch of pictures and shot a bunch of video, and it was difficult to aim and stabilize, and most of the pictures just weren't very good. And the thing is, I know that in my pocket is one of the best cameras I own.
Yes.
My iPhone. I mean, all I have to do is whip that out, and I've got a way, way, way better camera that I can aim, and mm-hmm. I can put on a tripod. I can do lots of stuff other than try to aim my wrist just so while I'm shooting.
Yeah.
It was, you know, I mean, it just sounded cool and didn't pan out, and I couldn't. I thought really hard and long about it. I couldn't think of a use case that would justify buying one for $300.
Yeah. If I was going to spend $300 toward camera technology, I can think of a long list of things that I would buy instead of putting it on my wrist. Mostly because I know 23 grams doesn't sound like a lot, but on my arm, I bet it's kind of heavy.
Like, it wasn't so much heavy as feeling awkward. It's just like this giant thing at the end. You know, your watch is pretty slim and you're used to having a pretty trim watch band. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden you got this bulbous thing that looks like a manatee strapped to your wrist. I don't know. It just didn't work for me. And the thing was, it's so easy for me to pull out my phone and shoot a picture with a really good camera. Uh-huh. I don't know why I mean, unless I was doing something sneaky or maybe, you know, spy stuff.
So I
but
just
even then, who's going to not notice that you're like sitting there aiming your wrist at them very
pointing
funny.
Your hand in a weird way. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I went and looked because I was curious while you were talking. And this watch band is 23 grams and an aluminum Apple Watch is 36. So it's almost like the weight of a whole nother Apple Watch as a band.
But it's concentrated mostly where the big camera is.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's like, it's not only big, it's kind of non-symmetrical. Yeah.
Yeah. So that would also make it weird. I was just wondering, like, yeah, it's almost like having a whole nother Apple Watch stuck to just one in one little the weight of that in one other little place. So I can imagine it feels off center and odd anyway.
Well, if you want to try it, crazy glue another Apple Watch to part of the band and see how that feels.
The Mac Observer Daily Observations podcast does not endorse putting crazy glue anywhere near your Apple Watch. Bob looks forward to your letters. Kelly does not.
We were being sarcastic.
Yes.
That was sarcasm.
Facetious, kids. Look it up. It pays to enrich your word power. That's going to do it for us today. Bob, as always, thank you so much for coming by. I always love having you.
It's always my pleasure. Thank you for having me. You know, this is my favorite way to do a podcast.
Yeah. Roll
you
in.
Do all the work.
Roll in, talk. I do all the work and you wander off. It's great.
Yeah, so. It's great. All right. Good to be king.
I'm your host, Kelly Gamon. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.